Happy Friday. It is March 22nd, and this is the weekly astrology report at AstroPodcast. Welcome, I'm Jodi Chirami, and we have a lot to talk about this week as the energy is now at its maximum, getting ready to really get going. So welcome.
AstroPodcast is filmed on Studio Cloud 9.
Woo! So it's been a crazy, crazy month of March, has it not? And we are now entering the last week of March, as next week we will head into, on Monday, April 1st, the Fool's Day, the Day of Fools, right? Being born on August 22nd as my sun sign, it is the Day of the Fool, the tarot card of that day. So we will talk about that next week and what it means. So today, we're still feeling the energy of Venus meeting up with Saturn as it recently entered into Pisces, where Venus is exalted. Here, Venus loves being here. Everyone loves Venus here. In Pisces, it's taking a nice relaxing bath, a swim, spa day, whatever it wants to do here in Pisces, where it gets to relax and be exalted. So exalted means that its power is stronger here. So Venus rules over Taurus, which is hosting right now Jupiter and Uranus. And Venus is having a meetup with Jupiter and Uranus as it meets up with Saturn and it starts to move away from Saturn. So what does this mean? It means that Saturn, which is the ruler of Capricorn and used to rule and still kind of does Aquarius. So Saturn rules over Capricorn and traditionally Aquarius. So with Venus in Neptune, where it's exalted, ruling over Taurus and Libra, the energy from Venus to these signs that are occupying its abode of Taurus and Libra, it's going to make everything that it touches much more valuable and tangible. It will be real things that we can manifest here in Taurus, especially because it's an earth sign and it deals with finances, and Venus rules over our finances. So Venus in Pisces right now is a good time to manifest ideas for making money. But right now with Venus here in Pisces, it's very, I would say, back and forth, doesn't know what it really wants to do, just really wants to relax. It doesn't want to have to think and make any major decisions. And as Mars gets ready to move in here also, which it has today, Mars will also be feeling a little bit lazy here in Pisces, then maybe just take a dip in the pool and not really do laps. It might do laps with speaking about spirituality with Venus, who has just met up with Saturn. So Venus is going to have some ideas for long-term goals for these values, these spiritual values that she's thinking about renewing her spiritual life. And so Mars just recently entered into Pisces. So it hasn't met up with Saturn yet, but it will also be prepared to meet up with Saturn. And that's going to be a big kapow, energetic day. So get ready for that. I believe that's April 8th. I think it's around there. Don't quote me on that. I'll check that out later on next week for you guys. Okay. So what else is going on? We are preparing for the Libra full moon at 5 degrees on Monday. So over the weekend here, the 23rd, 24th, the moon is in Virgo. And Virgo is a very conscientious sign about health, about basically everything. So in the moon spot here, we will emotionally and thinking about how to be better. Maybe we might be too critical of ourselves and of others. So we really have to be careful with that, as the moon in Virgo will be opposite of all the things that are in Pisces, which is Mars, Saturn, Venus, and Neptune, right? So here we have a little bit of tension. We're going to feel a little bit like we're itchy. We don't know what it is we want. We just know we want something different, and we want excitement, and we want to do something, but we don't know what it is we want to do. So that's the energy of the weekend with the moon in Virgo. Because the moon in Virgo is very mature, because Virgos are the health conscious people, the people that you'll see them picking lint off of themselves, you know, and picking lint off the ground, and you know, little things bother them like that, like washing their hands. They would be washing their hands, maybe, you know, they love being clean and being, you know, conscientious about it all. So this is the moon in Virgo over the weekend, and that's going to be clashing a little bit with, you know, Venus. We just met up with Saturn, and so the moon there is going to be kind of clashing with Mars also. We just moved into Venus. So emotionally, we're going to be clashing with our desires and our need to do things and be expressive, and we just can't be expressive right now, and that's what's happening. So it's going to be annoying, it's going to be not fun, and then as Monday comes in, we're going to have a full moon in Libra, and the full moon is going to highlight those uncomfortable feelings we're having, and it's really going to push us to do some necessary deep diving into our emotional and our inner landscape of what it is we're thinking and wanting and desiring. Instead of putting it off for another day, another day, another day, with this full moon in Libra, and it's a prenumbral eclipse, meaning that part of the earth shadow will be over the moon with the sun. So not all the sun will be covering the moon, part of the earth will be helping to cover that full moon in Libra at 5 degrees, with the sun at 5 degrees of Aries, because the sun just moved in there last week on the 19th, correct? So this full moon is about relationships and balancing our relationships, which we've been talking about pretty much the whole year now, because of the Libra Aries access. These are the things that's on our minds, because those are the nodes of destiny, is pointing us to check these areas out in our lives so that we can move forward into the future with love of oneself to help love others. So this full moon eclipse is very important in terms of where Mercury is at this point, which is, we spoke about this a little bit last week, is that we're in the pre-shadow phase of where Mercury intends to begin its nap and end its nap. So right now, Mercury is starting to slow down as it heads to its nap time starting April 1st on the Fool's Day. And it will be there at this certain degree and move all the way back to where it is now at 15 degrees of Aries. So this week with this full moon occurring and Aries positioned at 15 degrees of Aries, meeting up pretty closely with the North Node and Chiron, the self-healer, and Mercury's there also, and this is where it is beginning its retrograde pre-shadow, where it will be moving back here. It's going to keep continuing moving forward slowly until April 1st. Then it's going to stop. And then it's going to move back to this degree that it's at this full moon eclipse that's going on in Libra, opposite of this Mercury degree where it's going to be. So, in short, what we are communicating through Aries, what we are thinking, what we are beginning to think about doing with other people, because Aries and Libra are partnerships, so it's pointing towards a partnership in a full moon here. It's basically saying that whatever it is that you are thinking about right now, you're going to have another chance later on in April, and you're going to come back here and think about what's going on all of April to back to right here on this day, March 25th, at this full moon in Libra prenumbral eclipse. Whatever's happening now, you're going to think and be working on it again, and then you're going to start moving forward again until the end of April, when it wakes up on April 25th, Mercury. You're going to be back to that spot again that you first went to sleep and move back to here to 15 degrees. You're going to wake up here and then slowly get ready again to move forward at a rapid pace, because Mercury moves quickly. And you're going to be thinking about all that all of April. Whatever it is you're thinking about now, you're going to be ruminating on it again through most of April. So whatever it is you focus on right now, make sure it's something that excites you, moves you forward, fulfills some dream you're having that you've had, that it comes true for you. God bless you to everyone. For all your dreams and wishes to come true, things you planned and thought about, because Mercury is all about your brain, and your brain gets all the juices flowing, and then it starts to feed your soul, your spirit, then boom, you want to move, and Mars comes in, and Mars will be moving into Aries also in April. So there's going to be a lot of energy. So I spoke about last week being like we're climbing up to the top of that first mountain, that first dive in the roller coaster. So we're basically right here, right now, and the full moon's coming in, and the full moon's going to highlight all this, where we're going to plunge into here until we go back up again, and then we might have a twist over here. And that's how this life and roller coaster relate to each other. So we're right here. We climbed up last week. Climb. So now we're at the top and we feel uncomfortable this weekend with the moon in Virgo. We're like, when's it going to happen? We're too high up. We're going to make it down. Oh my God, I have my seatbelt on. And then we start to plunge. I scream the entire time, because I think that's when you're supposed to scream, is when you're on a roller coaster, is the perfect time to scream, right? So I was going to start screaming on Monday, and that full moon Libra eclipse comes in. I'm going to start screaming then. So all next week will be about screaming and letting out, releasing that tension. Release it out, get it out. So that's why I suggest next week is get it out, you know, spring clean, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually, do what it takes to rejuvenate yourself and get yourself going again, you know, after that winter's nap, you wake up, blah, 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 right? So get ready to release some stuff, and then Mercury's going to go to sleep that week after in a week's time. And while Mercury's releasing itself, napping and resting, we also will get a chance to slow down and think about how joyful what we released on that roller coaster ride. Oh, when we came off the mountain, where we were sitting and rest and think about that most of April, and start to put our plans together again that we thought about. We edit it and things like that. And so that's what I suggest for next week is Let it all out. Whatever it is you need to release, let it out. So one of the big deals is that all the planets, the primary planets and the long-term outer planets, are all clustered, are all grouped together right now in Pisces and Aries, right? So these are the primary players right now of this year. And so Neptune, who rules over Pisces, is in the sign of Pisces, so its power is extra, extra strong. So every planet that's going around the constellation, around the solar system, eventually meets up with Neptune, because Neptune's been in Pisces for 11 years. So every planet has gone through and met with Neptune at least one time now, right? So right now, as Saturn gets closer to Neptune, this is something that we're watching out for, in terms of it's going to be a major deal when they meet up. So we're going to get previews of that with, like, Venus right now just meeting up with Saturn. We're getting a little preview of that. And then Venus is going to meet up with Neptune. So all the other faster moving planets will give us more of a preview of what their bigger counterparts, more powerful counterparts, will be dealing with when it meets up with Saturn and Neptune, right? And then again, in Aries, we have a bunch of planets in there, you know, and so you have to go through Chiron and the North Node right now, and pretty soon Venus and Mars are going to move in there and move through all that. So this is what April's energy is going to be. And Mars's energy went really quickly, because Mercury was moved into Aries, and that week just went by last week like this. It's now already time for another podcast, so it went quickly. And so even with Mercury going retrograde for about 3.5 weeks in April, there's still going to be fast-moving energy with the outer planets having aspects with the moon. And the moon basically whips around the solar system. And so it is right now representing our inner needs and our thoughts and what makes us feel secure and structured. So the moon is whipping around having meetups with all these other planets, and so we're also feeling those every time the moon goes by one of these planets. So it's only going to get quicker, faster moving energy right now, even with Mercury getting ready to take its little nap here. As summer winds down, the outer planets will start to retrograde. And we don't feel that as much because they're so far out. We don't really feel their, you know, movement retrograde or not retrograde otherwise, because when they're retrograde, they barely move a degree. And when they're awake, they barely move a degree too. So, you know, it's really the inner planets we feel more. You know, we feel the moon because it is literally goes around us quickly around the Earth. You know, we feel Mercury, we feel Venus, we feel Mars, we feel Jupiter. But Jupiter, you know, is still a year-long transit. And it's in Taurus right now with Uranus, which, again, is ruled by Venus. So every time these planets have meetups, their rulerships are interacting with these other planets that are involved with their sign. So it can get very confusing. All these charts are looking at all the time. It get quite personal and deep. So as the month of Mars winds down on the 28th and the 29th, the moon is going to go opposite of Jupiter and Uranus, which are in Taurus. So the Scorpio moon will go oppose those. And that is going to cause some very uncomfortable feelings with the moon being in a watery sign. It's going to be combustible because Mars and Pluto rules over Scorpio. And so with it opposing Jupiter and Uranus, also a very powerful outer planet in terms of Jupiter will enhance whatever that full moon, that moon in Scorpio is feeling, is going to enhance it. And then Uranus is going to throw in that keg of dynamite that you don't know when the fuse is actually going to be lit and kaboom's going to happen. So you got to watch it. But you can't watch it. You got to run away or else you're going to get kaboomed, right? So this is what's happening as the month closes out, as we get ready for Mercury to completely go retrograde on April 1st. And Mars is going to become very upset with Saturn as it gets near Saturn after moving into Pisces. And again, Venus today is meeting up with Saturn, yesterday and today, the 21st and 22nd. So we're feeling that right now. And so by the end of this next week, Mars is going to meet up with Saturn next weekend, heading into April. And we're going to even feel more uncomfortable. And because now, not just the way we feel and think and what we value is changing. Now, what we want to do is changing. And we're very hyper with Uranus also involved with all this meeting up with these other planets. So there's combustion coming. So this week we're coming off of the top of the roller coaster screaming, as the whole week we're screaming, ah, release, release. So as we scream down all next week, don't lose your voice like I just did screaming. Excuse me. But as we get to the end of next week, we'll get to that full moon, and that full moon will help us highlight as we're screaming down this week. Thanks for being here. Take care. Talk to you next week. Bye.